the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program. Beware the Ides of December, for Christmas is fast approaching. I don't think Julius Caesar ever said that, but I think Bob went there today. So, hey, glad that you are going to spend the next half hour with us right here on the Refresh radio program. Thank you to WMIE 91.5 FM for their commitment to keeping the gospel of Jesus Christ going across the airwaves of Brevard County and through the internet, taking these programs around the world to whoever may choose to access them. We'd also like to say thank you to the folks of Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. And if you have a concrete job or block job that is coming up, you might want to give them a call, 321-536-5804. It's a great time of year to be doing projects like that because a lot of homeowners aren't tackling projects during the Christmas season because they want their marriage to be healthy and harmonious and happy. But if you've got a project coming up, you might want to give them a call. It is also cooler, so it is much more enjoyable for the crew who has decades and decades of experience and expertise doing the job the right way. They know how to handle the materials. They know how they're going to react to cooler temperatures and things like that. So if you have a project, I encourage you to call Greg at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804, and let them put their skill and expertise to work on your project, and you can go on and focus on other things. Today we are going to continue our focused study on seeking the truth, and that can only be found in God. Absolute truth comes from God. And so today we're going to be in Proverbs chapter 29. We're going to read about three verses. We're going to cover two of those verses. They just happen to make a little sandwich there of where they bookend verses give us a great deal of understanding on what seeking truth looks like. It is not just seeking truth from a philosophical standpoint or a fact-finding standpoint, but how it influences us. That's what we're talking about right now, is leadership and truth, how it influences those that may be in a sphere of our authority. It makes a big difference. You ought to, when we get into this today, there should be some things that you evaluate in your life as to whom you are allowing to speak into your life. You control that. You control who speaks into your life. And I pray that you would choose wisely. So Proverbs chapter 29, verse number 12 says this: if a ruler pays attention to lies, all his servants become wicked. The poor man and the oppressor have this in common: the Lord gives light to the eyes of both. The king who judges the poor with truth, his throne will be established forever. So, first of all, here it says, if a ruler pays attention to lies, all his servants become wicked. In this verse here, there are three different people that are being referred to. The first one is the liar, the perpetrator of lies. And unfortunately, we have had liars ever since the Garden of Eden. The serpent lied to Eve. Jesus said that the devil was the liar and the father of it. When he speaks lies, he speaks his native language. You don't want to be... Listen, all liars have their part in the lake of fire. So you don't want that. But there are people who will always convince themselves that the least inconvenient path or the most convenient path would be to manufacture a statement, manufacture a truth, and all of a sudden there's not going to be any consequences to that. You know, one of the strangest things that I've ever heard in my life, there's two, and that is, well, they're both organizations, they're two different organizations, where the first one is politicians. Politicians have not exactly had a great track record when it comes to being communicators of truth. If you can find one, hold on to them, because they are very few and far between. And every election cycle, they can go out and they can manufacture things, they can promise things, and they have no intention of bringing those things into reality. But it's not considered criminal for them to lie to you. However, if you get called before Congress and you manufacture truth or do not answer the question the way that they want it answered, they can charge you with lying to Congress. That's a problem. There are always people who will do that. There are other people who can literally lie, manufacture a story in order to entrap somebody. And if you lie to them, so it is okay for them to go out under false pretense and lie to people. However, you cannot lie to them. That is also considered a crime for which you can be charged. So that's a problem. That's a problem. There needs to be some sort of consistent standard. And we could go on and talk about all sorts of other communicators, but we'll get into that in just a minute. So there is always going to be people who lie. This verse is not talking so much about the existence of people who do not tell the truth, but instead it focuses on the people who listen to those who are lying. And it specifically talks about a ruler here. It says, if a ruler pays attention to lies. So a lie is only effective if they can convince the listener to the lie that they are telling them the truth. There are some people's philosophy that says, tell a lie frequently enough until it is accepted as truth. Well, I want you to know, God's never going to accept that as truth. And if you and I come to that place where we choose to listen to those who are not telling the truth, if we take the lazy way out and we do not investigate on our own and we just say, well, why would they lie to me? I don't lie to them. That's a very naive approach. You and I, we've got to realize we live in a fallen world, and that there are people who are being influenced by deceiving spirits. So if there are deceiving spirits, there are people who are being deceived. The Bible says that, even the elect, you know, if the time was not shortened, even the very elect could be deceived. We need to make sure that we are diligently seeking the truth of God And that when we discover that a person is lying, stop listening to them. Now, here's one of the things that happened in childhood. If a person was communicating something that you didn't want to hear, did anybody else ever stick your fingers in your ears? And while that person was saying something you didn't want to hear, you'd go, la, 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 la. So you had your fingers in your ears and you were making noise to the point where you could not hear what they were saying, even if what they were saying was true and you didn't like it. So we live in a very polarized society right now. And so if you investigate and you find out that someone is not telling the truth and another person is, but you don't happen to like that person, there are a lot of people who are taking the modern equivalent of sticking their fingers in their ears just so that they cannot hear that they have bought into the lies. I want you to understand the Bible talks about that there are people who lie and there are people who listen to lies. You don't want to be either one of those. The Bible describes gossip not only as the person who proclaims the gossip, but the person who participates by hearing the gossip. So you don't want to be a part of that. This verse in verse number 12 says that if a ruler, a person of authority, pays attention to lies, hears the lies, listens to them, accepts those lies as facts, and does not deal with the person who is lying to them, does not call them to account, does not remove them from his presence, then there is a third group of people that action impacts, according to verse number 12. And that is the group of people who are committed to serving that ruler. And it says here that if a ruler pays attention to lies, all, not some, but all his servants become wicked. All his servants become wicked. They weren't that way, but when they see what the culture that the ruler has established, the ruler has authorized, the ruler has endorsed by his actions of subjecting himself to people who are giving him false information, false input, not telling him the truth, it corrupts the entire organization. It corrupts the entire group. So, there was a day this fall, where I discovered that some of the information that had been dispersed through public communication means, this isn't a church issue, but I found out that some of the information that had been communicated to me through authoritative channels was not true. I found out that I had been lied to. And I will tell you that it did not make me happy. It made me quite agitated, as a matter of fact, because it tells me that those people that were communicating that cannot be trusted, because it wasn't an accidental omission of truth. It was a willful and intentional deception. And that bothered me a great deal. I think that, you know, when people come to church, don't you think that they should expect to hear the truth of God's word? I do. Whether it lines up with the worldview. I just read a testimony here recently about a person who was an atheist, a person who was a brilliant legal mind, who became a Christian and began to really, he became the expert in his field. He turned down a great deal of lucrative offers, which he would have been one of many, to become someone with extraordinary skill. But in order for that to happen, there were things that he had been taught that he had to reject so that he could embrace the truth. And I would just encourage you, if you're a person of authority, whether it's an authority in your home, whether it's an authority on your job, it might be an authority in the community, or like me, you're the pastor of a church. You tell the truth. And when I say that, not only do you tell the truth, but you restrict the input that you pay attention to those who are known to be telling the truth. And that means that you have got to make some lifestyle choices when you find out that someone has lied to you. So don't pay attention to it. What you pay attention to influences the culture wherever you have authority. So if you're listening to lies in your house and, you know, you're being impacted by those lies, it's going to negatively impact the spiritual condition of your spouse, your kids, your grandkids. I don't want that. So if you have to turn something off, if you have to get rid of a subscription, do it. Do it. Because I will tell you, from a moral standpoint, this world is filled with a whole lot of deception. From a lifestyle standpoint, the modern society in which we live lives in deception, and you don't want to be a contributor to that. You don't want to establish a culture of that. You want to be a person who pays attention to the truth so that all of your servants will become righteous. That would be a great thing. Verse number 14 is the back side of this these three verses that we read. So Proverbs 29, verse number 14, it says, "The king who judges the poor with truth, his throne will be established forever." You know, most politicians or most people of authority, they want to do such a good job that it impacts the longevity of the impact that they make. They want people to know, hey, they did a great job. They left a lasting legacy of godliness and made righteous decisions. That's where people really want. They want to be remembered well. Okay, so here we see that if we will serve, if we will govern, if we will practice our authority in the way that God wants us to, if we will deal with people in a true and just manner, that is the pathway to leaving an established track record that people are going to remember you well. There's a verse in the Bible, and it says that this one particular king, he passed away to no one's regret. He passed away to no one's regret. No one shed a tear when he left the scene, when he was no longer the king. That's not the legacy I want to leave. I want to impact people in a positive way. I've had a couple of people I've had conversations with in the past month or so, and they had they had run into some people, and they were talking to them, and they realized that my sphere of influence had reached into those people's lives, and they said, "Well done. Well done. You made a major impact in those lives." And my reaction both times was, "Well, praise God. Praise God. Because I'm not here to tell you that I did everything right, or, you know, have always done everything right. There's been plenty of times that I've had to go and apologize to people because of doing things the wrong way. But I pray that the track record over the long haul says that Pastor Bob dealt with people in a true and just manner." That's really one of my goals there, is that I represent Jesus well. And I pray that you will as best as you can as well. Start today. If you haven't started representing Jesus well before today, say, "Today I'm going to start representing Jesus well." So what act is it that causes a throne to be established forever? It's quite simply this: the king who judges the poor with truth. Now, I've got three things that are written down that I can share with you about the first part of verse number 14 here. The king who judges the poor with truth. First of all, when the king, the ruler, judges, he does so where there is no disadvantage that is placed upon those people who do not have the correct socioeconomics. There's no disadvantage under his authority to being poor. There are a lot of people that they make decisions on the bank account status of the people that they're influencing. So I have a long-standing practice that I don't know what people give at Merit Assembly of God. I don't know the total amounts that they give or anything like that. I only see that information once a year, and that's when I sign the giving records, so that are mailed out for tax purposes and things like that. And I do that on purpose, because I don't want monetary considerations to impact the way that I deal with people. So I don't want to treat rich people differently than I deal with poor people. And so there was only one year that I made an exception to that. It was very early in my pastoring, and there was a person a situation that I had to address, and I went and I looked at the giving records, and the person that I was having to correct was the largest tither that we had at that point in time. And the reason that I went and looked wasn't so I could alter my judgment. It was to confirm that I was what is the word that I'm looking for? I'm committed to dealing with people according to biblical truth, not according to financial impact. You would be amazed at the number of churches right now that are not proclaiming the truth of God's word, because if they do, they would lose massive amounts of their congregation because of they can't afford to take the financial hit. The truth of God is not for sale. Not only did they not give, there was no disadvantage to being poor, but there was also no advantage. There was no bias in the ruler because they were poor. You see, in the kingdom of God, the truth of God's word is the truth of God's word. And there are many people right now who are trying to re-incline the laws and the statutes of the land to where they maybe have in the past tilted away from people who are poor. They're trying to re-incline them to where they tilt towards people who are poor. I want you to understand the truth of God's word means that we deal with people not whether they're poor or not whether they're rich. We deal with them the same. And what we do in that is we judge in truth. So if you're a rich person who lies, that is the same as if you're a poor person who lies. If you're a rich person who steals and there's a poor person who steals, you both get dealt with the same way according to the truth of God's word. Okay? And just that very principle, whether you abide by it or whether you do not abide by it, impacts the legacy or the endurance of your influence upon the organization. Whether it's the church or your home or your company or the government. How are you going to treat people? Are you going to treat them for what they can do for you monetarily, or are you going to treat them in a manner that is righteous and true according to the word of God? So there may be a lot of people that are famous for an hour. You know, there's an expression, 15 minutes of fame. Well, when you consider 15 minutes versus eternity, that's a very fleeting standard. You know, there are people in the Word of God that did the right thing at the right time, and they're never mentioned by name in the Word of God, but their legacy endures forever because they lived a life of truth. So my thing that I'd like to get across to you today, my point is this, that you need to be a person who surrounds yourself with people who will tell you the truth because it impacts your culture. And you need to be a person who lives the truth and you make decisions according to the truth. And when you do that, you're going to be very, very well remembered. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart bless your name, Jesus. And the deeds of the day and the truth in my way speak of you, Jesus. For this is what I'm glad to do, it's time to live a life of